Good afternoon. My name is Martha from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you registered to vote in South Carolina?
Yes.
Thank you. Politically, do you feel South Carolina is primarily a southern state or not?
A southern state?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose allowing patients in South Carolina who suffer from an approved list of serious medical conditions to use medical marijuana if their doctor recommends it?
Yes.
Do you support?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. School choice gives parents the right to use the tax dollars designated for their child's education to send their child to the public or private school, which best serves their needs. Generally speaking, will you say you support or oppose the concept of school choice?
Oppose.
Opposed. Thank you. Recently, the South Carolina legislature passed the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program, a school choice program that allows South Carolina parents to withdraw their K-12 child from public school and receive $6,000 to use for private school tuition and other educational expenses. Do you support or oppose this program?
Opposed.
Opposed. Thank you. Currently, only students in low-income families qualify for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program. Will you support or oppose giving all students, regardless of their family's income, the ability to receive a scholarship through this program?
No.
You oppose?
I oppose.
Okay, thank you. Will you be more likely or less likely to vote for a legislature who voted to expand eligibility for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program to all students in South Carolina?
Opposed.
So less likely then?
Less likely.
Okay. Do you believe that insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profits over people or not?
Definitely.
Okay. Do you believe bars or restaurants that knowingly overserve alcohol to their customers should or should not share responsibility if that person were to drive and injure or kill someone?
Should not.
Should not. Thank you. South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate their state court judges to make certain they are qualified and free from conflicts. This is usually a 3 to 4 month process. Do you believe this process helps produce the best candidates, or do you believe this process needs to be changed?
What was it again?
So, I will read that again, of course. South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate their state court judges to make certain they are qualified and free from conflict. This is usually a 3 to 4 month process. Do you believe this process helps produce the best candidates, or do you believe this process needs to be changed?
Well, that's a trick question. I guess it's good. I'm not sure it produces the best, but I guess it's better than not, nothing.
Okay, sure. Thank you. If a convenience store clerk or bartender was not properly trained by their employer or ID verification, sold alcohol to a minor, and that minor then caused a drunken driving accident in which another individual is injured, do you feel the employer should or should not be liable for compensating the victim for their injuries?
If the employee was not trained, then it shouldn't be.
Should not then? Okay. Do you believe
if the employee was not properly trained, then the employer should be held liable.
Okay, thank you. Do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict form? that they know are unable to pay their share of award damages.
Please repeat.
Yes, sure. Do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict form that they know are unable to pay their share of awarded damages?
Should not.
Thank you. Marketing by personal injury lawyers heavily occupies public advertisement space. In your opinion, how has this level of advertising influenced public perception of the legal profession? Do you feel it has helped the public perception of the legal profession? Hurt the public? Okay, thank you. Many personal injury lawyers advertise that they can get larger insurance payouts for motor vehicle accidents. In doing so, do you feel these lawyers are primarily interested in maximizing their contingency-based legal fees, getting true justice for their injured clients?
Maximizing their fees.
And that's Maxim. Thank you. What impact do you feel advertising by personal injury lawyers claiming the ability to get larger payouts has on automobile insurance premiums? Do they significantly increase premiums, somewhat increase premiums, have a little or no effect, no premiums, reduce premiums?
Significantly increase.
Sorry?
Significantly increase.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel healthcare providers should or should not be required to keep a person's healthcare decisions confidential?
Should,
thank you. If parents are already involved in the decision-making process, do you feel government should or should not intervene in the LGBTQ gender-affirming healthcare decisions that regard individuals under the age of 18?
Government should not.
Should not. Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you generally consider yourself a Democrat or Republican or independent?
Democrat.
A Democrat. Thank you so much. What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64?
50 to 64.
Thank you. Which of the following best describe your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, other?
Female.
Thank you so much for your time. We're completing this survey. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.